Our learning should be a merit for the refuahs and yeshuas, for Klai Yisrael, and for everyone in the entire world, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. We're holding Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We know, famously, in Hilchos Pesach, Tav Chav Tes, the Shulchan Aruch writes, She'ein Noflin Al Panayim B'chol Chodesh Nisan. And the Ramah, very interestingly, throws in there, Uminig Lignos Chitim L'chak Elanim L'tzoach Pesach. The Ramah throws in there, in this siman that's titled, that you don't have tachanun off all of Chodesh Nisan. By the way, this is a very special mitzvah, Maos Chitin. Says of Schlossenzer, and I heard this from my Rav David Weinberger, the Turk Rav of Jamaica States. He said, what's the shaykhus of Maos Chitin have to do with not having tachanun in the month of Nisan? What's the connection? Why is the Ramah in this, and why isn't in this sif? Put it in a different sif. Says of Shasunir, a beautiful word, and it really ties into everything that's going on in the entire world. He says, what's the reason why we don't have Tachanun? Because the first 12 days of Nisan were the days of the Kravas, the Nisim, the Kabanas of the Nisim. Who were these Nisim? The Nisim were the people, the Nisim were the princes in Egypt who took the beating for Klal Yisrael, who said at the end of the day, they rather take the beating for their brothers and sisters, and be able to make sure that their brothers and sisters wouldn't have to go through terrible, terrible suffering. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, ah, you get it. You get it, what it means to be a Jew. Kadosh Baruch Hu makes them Nisim, because they were the ones who took the pain, and they took that physical torture for their brothers and sisters. And that says of Shasunzer, you want to know why the minute of Moz Chitin is in this Simen Tav Chav Tes? It's because this is how the Nisim lived. They cared about every single Jew, no matter what. They cared about them. They showed concern and kindness and love and compassion. That's what a Nasi is, and that's what a Jew is. I saw from Eliezer Gelzaler, he brings a beautiful idea. He says, after the Nisim missed the opportunity to contribute the construction of the Mishkan, they decided to present 6 covered wagons and 12 oxen. 1 wagon for every 2 Nisim, 1 ox for each one. Look at Bamidbar Zion Gimel. Says Rav Lazer Gelzaler, these Nisim well remember their time in Mitzrayim and what it means to schlep heavy stones and blocks, so they donated wagons to make it easier. But why 6? Why only 6 wagons and 12 oxen? There should be 12 wagons and 12 oxen. Why 6? Why not 12 wagons from 12 Nisim? Says Rav Blazer Gelzada, great Rosh Shiva from Lakewood, because they intrinsically understood what it means to help a Yid. When a Jew is schlepping a burden, you don't stand on the side and give him a good advice or how to carry it, how to better deal with the problem. You roll up your sleeves and you start schlepping along with him. Then to see him send 6 wagons, 1 for every 2 of them, because that's how a Jewish load is carried by 2 Yidin, not 1. And this is what the Nisim teach us going into the month of Nisan, what's going on with the virus throughout the world. Let's show the Rabbon Shalom we understand the real reason why we're not saying Tachanun. Because at the end of the day, it's all about Maos Chitin. It's all about caring for other people. It's to be like those Nisim in the Mitzrayim who cared about everyone else. And specifically, they remember later in the desert when they had the opportunity to donate to the Mishkan and they could have brought 12 wagons, they brought 6 wagons. Because they had that intrinsic value of caring and concern and having that tremendous achdus. And the merit of this achdus and the merit of this avas chinam, which we zocha, as the Gemara says, in Nisan we were redeemed, and Be'ez Hashem we will be redeemed as well. Please God, Yeshuas and Yeshuas, Refuas and Yeshuas for all those in physical and spiritual, Be'ez Hashem, Siyat HaShemaya, to be zocha, to bring the carbon Pesach in Yeshua.